This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Malaysia and Singapore said Wednesday they will partially reopen their borders next week to fully vaccinated citizens and some others after nearly 2 years of closure due to the pandemic that had stranded many Malaysian workers in the neighboring city-state away from their families. Leaders from both countries said limited travel will be allowed across the land border beginning Monday, with plans to gradually relax restrictions. Air travel will reopen on the same day to fully vaccinated passengers, allowing quarantine-free travel between the two countries with fewer restrictions. Travelers crossing the Causeway Bridge that connects the island of Singapore with the Malaysian peninsula must be citizens, permanent residents, or long-term pass holders, according to separate statements from the leaders of both governments. The causeway was one of the world's busiest land borders before the pandemic struck. More than 350,000 people crossed daily before it was shut, mostly Malaysians working in Singapore. Officials estimate that more than 100,000 Malaysians were stuck in the island state after the border closed. The head of the European Union's Public Health Agency said on Wednesday that COVID-19 vaccine boosters should be considered for all adults, with priority for those above 40 years old, a major change to the agency's guidance. Recommendations issued by the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control are not binding, but are used to make health policy decisions. Its previous guidance in September said there was no need for the urgent need boosters to the fully vaccinated individuals in the general population. This is a change. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Austrian prosecutors said on Wednesday they would not file criminal charges over last year's coronavirus outbreak at a popular alpine ski resort where thousands of international tourists got infected. The prosecutor's office of the city of Innsbruck said in a statement, quote, "The investigations into the spread of corona in the spring 2020 have been discontinued. There is no charge. There's no evidence that anyone culpably did anything or failed to do anything to increase the risk of contagion." Five people, including four local officials, had been placed under investigation in Innsbruck over the outbreak. In September, a court in Vienna began hearing civil lawsuits by plaintiffs from Austria and Germany who accused the authorities of not responding quickly enough to outbreaks. Social Democrat Olaf Scholz moved closer to becoming German chancellor on Wednesday after agreeing on a coalition deal that aims to modernize Europe's largest economy, accelerate its green transition, and bring the curtain down on the Angela Merkel era. The center-left Social Democrats said they would present their three-way agreement with the ecologist Green and the libertarian Free Democrats following 2 months of talks. The deal will install Germany's first three-way federal coalition government since the 1950s and end 16 years of a Merkel-led conservative government, marking a new era for relations with Europe and the rest of the world. Bulgaria, North Macedonia, and Kosovo mourned Wednesday over one of Europe's worst road crashes that killed 46 as harrowing accounts emerge of tourists trapped inside the burning bus. Officials believe the tourist bus crashed into the highway rails and caught fire early Tuesday while returning from Istanbul in Turkey to North Macedonia. Only seven people survived, managing to break a window and jump out, according to initial reports. Many of the passengers were ethnic Albanians aged 20 to 30, including a dozen minors, with the youngest fatality, four-year-old twins, according to media reports. Investigators were sifting through the ashes of the burned-out vehicle to determine whether a technical defect or human error caused the disaster. It still remains unclear exactly how many people were aboard the bus. One passenger said the bus hit something on the right, the wheels burst, and the fire spread before the bus moved left and came to a halt. Quote, "There was a lot of smoke. People started to throw up, scream like in a horror movie," the 26-year-old told Serbian TV. Quote, "I managed to escape because I took the hammer from the bus and broke the glass." Reporting by remote.